Now, official propaganda and the mobilization of human resources was essential. Mobilization of people for the war effort was a critical part of the purpose the state had in mind in launching a massive propaganda campaign. And this propaganda was filled with stories of heroism and courage and sacrifice. And it's worth saying this isn't just propaganda. Much of it was quite real, and they could tell real stories. One can see this heroism and courage and sacrifice in the high morale of the Red Army, the willingness, clear and often noticed by Allied forces who were there often as advisors, the willingness of soldiers to fight, their motivation, something rarely seen before in Russian history. One can also see it in the efforts of partisans, thousands of partisans, men, women, children, old people, who fought behind German lines without any central direction whatsoever. One sees it also in the impressive solidarity of non-combatants in horrible situations such as the siege of Leningrad, when the Germans blockaded and bombed and starved the city for almost the entire war. In fact, it's worth saying that never before in modern times, and certainly not in Soviet times, was the country so united. But this raised still more questions. What were the terms of this unity? To what purpose? What assumptions did people have as they came together so effectively? And what expectations? One way to answer this is to look at how the war was portrayed publicly in speeches and literature and films and newspapers, the themes that dominated public discourse, public propaganda that proved to be so popular. First of all, what the war was not portrayed as hardly ever was as about class war. This wasn't a class war, according to official propaganda. It wasn't about spreading world revolution. It wasn't even about socialism. Hardly anybody was ever asked to die for communism in the war. Most of all, the war was said to be about, officially, and indeed in people's minds as well, about nation and home and family. And to some extent for Stalin personally as great leader, but he was always portrayed here as the father of the nation, not as the general secretary of the Communist Party. Above all, the war was portrayed and evidently understood as a patriotic war of national resistance. It was a fight for survival of the nation as a whole, especially Russia, but indeed it was often talked about as if the Soviet Union were a nation. It was said that this was a fight to save the motherland, a term used very, very often, or the fatherland, a term also used. In fact, in this spirit, even the national anthem of the country was changed. In 1943, instead of the Communist Internationale being the anthem, a new patriotic song was chosen, which began with the words, "Glory to you, our free fatherland." Almost as important, and obviously connected, was the idea that the war was about the defense of home and family. Dozens of posters that appeared during the war showed women and children being horribly threatened by Nazis, cowering women and children with ugly-looking Nazis with large bayonets threatening them. And these posters and speeches called for defense and vengeance against them. In fact, in many ways, the war was understood in just these very personal terms. One sees the same sort of themes in journalism during the war, in literature, in film. We see stories of raped and murdered Russian women and calls for vengeance by the army or by any partisan willing to challenge the brutality of the Germans. We see stories of great personal heroism and sacrifice by men, but also by women and children, even martyrdom, as it was sometimes described, all about saving, serving one's nation and one's own dear loved ones. In contrast to these heroic and warm representations of Russians and their cause, the enemy was portrayed as nothing less than the personification of evil. The enemy was almost never, indeed, really never portrayed as a class enemy. This wasn't Marxist ideology that described what the enemy was. The enemy was a national enemy. It was against the motherland. And above all, the enemy was seen as a moral enemy, as evil fighting against good. Very often in posters, one sees images of Germans represented as vermin, as snakes, as rodents, even as enormous giant green slugs. And it was always said in these images that they should be killed and exterminated like the vermin they were.